it's the start of the college basketball season, which means more opportunities. Not that we haven't had opportunities in the past, but more opportunities to talk to my friend Brian Geisinger. 24/7 Sports. He is a basketball guru, junkie, savant, and he joins us to talk about ACC hoops. Mr. Geisinger, thank you so much for your time. Also, BuzzBeat podcast, so we can talk Hornets if we absolutely have to. All right, so let's start. I appreciate you you getting the joke there. Let's start with Duke, since they are, according to Sporting News, number one. But according to the preseason polls, other preseason polls, number two, who do you think is their most interesting player to you?
I think the most interesting player is probably Jared McCain, the freshman guard from California. Filipowski and Kyle Filipowski and Tyrese Proctor, like, I think those are the headliners. Those are the returning stars. And they, you know, right now they both project as like top 20 prospects for the 2024 NBA draft. And I think there are going to be some different nuances in terms of how they're used and how those guys play this year. It'll be fascinating to see their development. But they are somewhat like more known commodities. Like, we've seen those two guys play a lot of basketball. And McCain sort of is kind of feels like he could fit in as the third or maybe fourth guy. You know, we'll see how. What Mark Mitchell's role looks like and what Jeremy Roach looks like. But I just feel like we have a sense for what a lot of those dudes look like, how they fit together. McCain's a little bit different. He's a really strong driver. He can post up a little bit from the guard room or from the guard position.
Right.
He can shoot. And I just think I haven't seen a ton of him. Saw a little bit of him before he got to Duke, watched some of his Nike EYBL film, saw him play at the Hoop Summit, and just have a sense for a guy who really knows how to play basketball, can get to the rim, pass, cut, shoot. So I think he's going to be a really nice fit with this team, but he strikes me as like a potential ceiling raiser for Duke this season.
What is an element that Duke is missing? And we're going to get back to a player that you kind of referenced, but I want to dig down deeper on Tyrese Proctor in a second. But what element is Duke missing when you look at their roster right now?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's probably an obvious one. And I'm guessing if you polled, 100 people, 98, 99 would give you this answer. But it's sort of like an above-the-rim center. The last three seasons we've seen it with Mark Williams and Derek Lively, guys that could catch lobs, space the floor vertically in the half court, be a pressure point on the rim in the pick-and-roll game. Lively was so good at that. He's doing it quite nicely as a rookie in the NBA with the Mavs right now. He played quite well against the Hornets last night. They don't quite have that. Like, Kyle Filipowski can scream and dive and get downhill, and obviously, like, he's a very powerful finisher at the rim and in the paint. Ryan Young is like a nice veteran backup center.
Right.
Christian Reeves has shown flashes when we've seen him in like scrimmages, and obviously he's enormous, but even he's not like the kind of like fluid athlete that like Williams and Lively were. It just, I think it's a real, real weapon to have one of those guys to be at the rim as a lob threat offensively. And then defensively, what does that mean for Duke this season? The last couple of years, they've had these incredible rim protectors with Williams and Lively. And if you watched Derek Lively play last season at Duke, I mean, he might be like a savant defensively, like at the center position. And he can guard the pick and roll in a million different ways. He could switch out, he could drop, he could play up at the level. And that gave gave Duke a lot of freedom and a lot of comfort in different coverages to mix stuff up. And that's not going to be the same this year. I was at the exhibition game the other night. They had two blocks in that game against UNC Pembroke. One of them came in garbage time. The other one was a Jalen Blake's block on a three-point attempt in the corner. So, like, they're going to have to guard it differently this season because they don't have, I think, like, a, like, true center that can play above the rim on both sides of the floor.
But can you still win that way? Can you win without a rim protector? I mean, I guess it has been done before. I'm just trying to rack my brain. But can you do it?
Yeah, yes, you definitely can. It just, you're going to have to problem solve differently. And who knows? Like, again, maybe Christian Reeves can play 15 minutes a game and be that for them. It does seem like they're going to maybe try, you know, Sean Stewart as a small ball center at times to let him switch, and he's athletic enough to, like, contest. I mean, he's going to block a lot of shots for Duke this year, too. He's just not a seven-footer, so it's not quite the same thing. But, yeah, you absolutely can. I just think they'll have to, like, mix up coverages a little bit more, maybe dabble in some zone, and they're just going to have to get great point-of-attack defense and perimeter defense from guys like Tyrese Proctor, Jared McCain, Caleb Foster. Like, and I also think a guy like Mark Mitchell has a huge role to play here, too, because he, late in the season last year, started to come along as, like, a – not, like, maybe not, like, explosive or, like – and didn't have, like, a ton of, like, block volume, but is a guy that can really, like, on the backside of pick-and-roll coverages, make plays protecting the rim. So, like, it has to be by committee. He has to do a better job keeping the ball out of the paint, too.
I just thought about it. In 2001, Duke won a national championship, and their leading shot blocker was Shane Battier. Now, Battier was just an elite defender. I mean, he averaged more than two blocks a game. So those couldn't have all been on the perimeter. Carlos Boozer, their best big man, was at point, you know, basically one block per game. So maybe Duke can play good defense without it. Real quick about Tyrese Proctor, how good do you think he can be?
I mean, he's awesome. Like, I am Dean Proctor. Again, another guy that I liked. The film I saw of him even before he got to Duke. And the goal, you and I spoke a couple times early last season when he was having some, like, shooting troubles. And I remember saying, like, these shots are going to start falling. Like, he's shooting well from the line. He's taking good shots. The shot looks good. He's not going to shoot 25% on threes for the whole season.
Right.
And, you know, he really picked it up down the stretch. He can shoot off movement. He can shoot coming off screens. But late in the season, he got so good at hitting, like, tough shots. You know, the shot-making he had in that Tennessee game. I mean, that game was like a rugby contest outside of, like, Tyrese Proctor just wiggling around the court and throwing in a couple crazy shots in that game. So, special talent. Like, he's got great size at the position. He's got great vision. He doesn't get a ton of steals defensively, but he's got good size, and he's pretty good navigating screens, getting around ball screens at the point of attack. The thing for him that I'll be curious to see this year, because he is not like a crazy, like, you know, first step, quick burst guard, you know, he's not a guy that, like, lives at the rim in the half
right.
court. So what does he do to sort of compensate for that? Like, can he continue to win in the mid-range hitting some of those tough shots? Where does the pull-up three, what does that look like this season? And does he have, like, added flexibility, added wiggle, added tricks to sort of, like, get around guys, get into the paint? There's going to be times where he will be able to use his length and size to play over the top and score in that way. But I'll just be curious. He only had one dunk last season, and he didn't have a ton of, like, efficiency or volume at the rim. So, like, is that something that's going to always be the case for him, or does he have a few more – as he developed. So something to keep an eye on with Proctor, but he's an awesome player and a really, really solid two-way player who looks like thoroughly, but if you watch the scrimmage, the exhibition game, I mean, it does look like he's maybe made a little bit of a leap, but obviously we need to see him play a few more games before making that determination.
All right, a couple of more quick minutes with Brian Geisinger, who is joining us here on the Adam Gold Show, 24/7 Sports. Give me a player for North Carolina that intrigues you that can take them to a higher level.
Yeah, I feel like the answer to this for a lot of people is Elliot Cadeau at the point guard spot. But I'm actually going to say Harrison Ingram, who is a forward transferred in from Stanford. I've liked Ingram since summer of 2021. I watched him play for Team USA in the FIBA U19 World Cup, along with Chet Holmgren and Jaden Ivey on the team that beat Victor Wembanyama in France to win the gold medal that year. But, like, he's not an amazing athlete, and he's had issues with his jump shot. But 6'7", strong, can post up, can initiate from the post, can run pick and roll. Can come off screens and shoot, just like a really, really versatile offensive player that I think can give them another ball handler, can space the floor at times. And I don't know. I just see him being like kind of a swing piece for UNC. I think Cadeau is going to be awesome and is going to really open things up for them with his passing. But Ingram just feels like a guy because of his positional versatility and the playmaking on like the on the wing that I think is someone that I'm really going to be paying attention to for UNC this season.
All right, final thing. We got about 60 seconds with Brian Geisinger at @BGeis_Bird on Twitter. We know DJ Burns. We know what he is. We know what Casey Morcell is. Who is the guy that is going to make NC State better than people think?
I don't know right now. It could be a lot of different guys. Perhaps it's Muhammad Diarra, the transfer who came in from Missouri at the like you know the 4-5 position with his ability to protect the rim, play above the rim. And occasionally step out and hit shots. Like, I like what I saw of him at, on film at Missouri last season. He didn't play all that much. Maybe I would have answered this question a couple months ago with MJ Rice, but we'll see about that. Dennis Parker, the freshman from the area at the forward and the wing spot, that could be a difference maker. But, like, to me, I think the answer is just whoever steps up to be the lead ball handler, like whomever that player is, because they're missing Jarkel Joyner, Rayvion Smith. Both those guys are gone. This is a high volume pick and roll offense. They need someone that can like bend defenses, hit shots, get in the lane. They need someone to step up as the lead ball handler. And like right now, I don't quite know who that is. So I'll be curious to see who is able to step into that position. Whoever that is, they're the ones that like I think are the biggest difference maker for State outside of probably DJ Burns.
Brian Geisinger at @BGeis_Bird on Twitter. We will talk again extensively throughout the basketball season, my friend. I appreciate your time.
Absolutely. Thanks, guys.